Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Friday morning edition of devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. If you're like me, it's hard to believe sometimes when you look at the calendar and realize not only what day of the week it is, but how much time has passed. Since we began such a focus on this global pandemic and measures to try to slow down the spread of it. At least where I'm at in northern Indiana, we've been at this, some form of this stay-at-home social distancing mix for 2 months now. And God has continued to see me through it, and you're watching. I'm assuming he's continued to see you through this as well. This morning, as I spent time with God, as I continued through the Here Am I devotional journal, today's topic is on being called to a glorious inheritance. And in that devotion, I asked the question, have you ever inherited something specifically that you weren't expecting? And was it what you expected when you first heard about some unknown inheritance? You see, that the things that we inherit in this life, while may be appealing for a time, eventually lose their glory. They lose their sparkle, their shine. They get used up or worn out. I suppose that in theory at least, we could inherit enough financial fortune that we would never run out of it. But that's not really a practical inheritance, because there's always things that catch our eye that we spend money on. One of the sad stats out of lottery winning tracking is how such a high percentage of those who win major, what I would consider major money on some of these large jackpot type lottery games, how quickly it ends up gone, and how quickly they end up in a condition financially and physically, emotionally, far worse than they were before they ever came into such unexpected money. But that's not the case when we look to the inheritance that God has given us. You see, typically with an inheritance, someone dies and leaves you or the recipient something. Money, property, some type of goods that they had accumulated, they had worked for, that they may themselves have inherited in the past. But with this glorious inheritance that we're called to in Christ, it's similar in one sense. Someone died, but this someone also rose again and is able to give us not an inheritance of property or financial gain, but an inheritance of eternal life with him. See, the glorious inheritance is knowing that our eternity is settled, that the life that we have in Christ need not end when our life on this earth ends. And the wonderful, wonderful news that not only are we called to this glorious inheritance, but God has called all, those who are near, those who are far off. He has called all to be participants through Christ in this glorious inheritance. And I don't know about you, but for me, as we walk through this journey of COVID-19 and the frustrating aspects of it, to keep in mind, to keep focused on, this isn't all there is. That there's something better. There's something eternally that is filled with glory. Last evening, as break came in the rain and it was a cloud here, there was a cloudy, overcast, rainy day. And when evening came, all of a sudden the sun came out. And so we headed down to the local park and to take photos. And as we got there, the lake was just, wasn't covered, but there were patches of fog starting to rise from it. And the sun was beginning to set across the lake in the west. And such incredible scenes. Such incredible glory. As the sun was filtered through the fog and it just amplified it. And the water was so calm and still that the fog and the trees and the sun were all reflecting. And I couldn't help but think about what a glorious sight. But as the sun dropped and as darkness began to settle, the glory began to fade. And I believe we have glimpses of the glorious inheritance that God allows us to see through creation, through one another, through His body, the church. But those are just glimpses. Those are things that have elements of His glory, but in a form that will not remain. So for those today that are struggling, for those that are in the midst of some very unglorious circumstances, for those who are tired of putting the mask on or tired of feeling isolated because you just can't find it in yourself physically or emotionally to put a mask on. For those who are tired of being judged based on the way that you're responding to the current situation. To those who are going through life as best as possible, just like you always have. To those who are going through life and it's been turned upside down and nothing's the same, seems to be the same as what it was. To those situations and so many more, my encouragement for you today is to stay mindful of the glorious inheritance that isn't simply something that's to come, but it is ours. I think of the story of what we would call the prodigal son. And the younger brother of the two decides early that he's tired of living under his dad's roof, under his dad's rule. He knows how the system works. And so he goes to his dad and says, you know, at some point in time, you're going to die and I'll be left something. So give that to me now and we'll just be done with it. And, you know, the story, it's why we call it the prodigal son. He runs away. He doesn't run away. He leaves home and he wastes everything. And then one day he comes to his senses and he thinks, Even the lowest servant back home has it better than what I have it right now. And he returns home, and his plan is to beg and to ask his father if he could work there on the farm, if he could be one of the servants, and his father will have no part of that. He runs out and greets him and welcomes him home, restores him as a son. The older son's not too happy. He's thinking, well, Dad never did anything like that for me. But what the father told him, he says, everything I have has always been yours. You see, the older brother, the son that was so disgruntled because he didn't think he had anything, had it all along. And I believe that's the type of the glorious inheritance that we have in Christ. It isn't that some get it and some don't. In Christ, we all have received it. It's all ours. We won't recognize it. We won't experience it in full until we're face to face with Jesus. But it's ours now. That inheritance of His glory, of His goodness, of His love, of His compassion, of His understanding, of His forgiveness. You see, the glorious riches that we've received in Christ, that we experience every day, are preparation to help remind us of the incredible greater glory of our eternity with God. This morning, as we spend some time in prayer, I would encourage you to consider the inheritance that you live with. Oh, not any financial property inheritance that you've received from parents or grandparents or long-lost relatives. No, the inheritance that you've received as a child of God. You see, the other thing that we inherit from our parents is their values. We inherit their looks. We inherit their nature. I've said this before when I lived in a small town south of where I'm at now and would walk daily with my daughter. People would often say, I don't know who you are, but seeing you, I know who your dad is. And I inherited from my earthly father characteristics and a mannerism of walking and holding myself and all kinds of things in the way I present myself, such that people that knew him well would recognize him in me. You see, as a child of God, we also have that type of inheritance. People that know God ought to be able to see him in us. And the people that don't know God ought to be able to see him in us, and even if they don't know who it is they're seeing. So pray about how you live with that inheritance, both the eternal inheritance that is ours, the characteristics of God that we ought to live with, as well as the characteristics of God that he bestows on us every day. Let's spend some time praying. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us beyond measure. You've made available to us all that belongs to you. Through Christ, you've given us an inheritance that will never fade. In fact, an inheritance that increases in glory as we draw nearer to you. Father, you've given us an inheritance of your nature, your spirit living within us, to help us to live and look and sound like you would want us to be. That those that know you would be able to see you in us, and those that don't know would be able to see you in us. So, Father, today I pray for those who are struggling, wondering if it's worth it. I pray for those whose eyes are fixed on the things of this earth. It's so easy to find ourselves in the midst of the daily struggle and not be able to see anything else. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to lift our eyes to you, to take note of the glorious inheritance that is ours today, as we look forward to the day that our glorious inheritance is fulfilled in your presence. Father, I continue to pray that you would wipe this virus from the face of the earth. I pray that we would be mindful of the work that you're doing in protecting and healing and strengthening and comforting people. Father, for those who are sick, whether it's from the COVID-19 virus or something else, I pray that you would bring healing. And not just a healing to their body, but a healing to their spirit, to their soul. A healing to the relationships they have with one another, relationships they have with you. Father, we know that as we journey this earth, there is a time where we will die. This earthly tabernacle, this tent that we live in, will perish. Father, while we don't want to hasten that, help us to be ready. Help us to be busy about your work of proclaiming the kingdom of God, of sharing of this great inheritance, this glorious inheritance. Father, for families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, I pray that your comfort would be upon them, that comfort could be found in knowing their loved ones are secure with you. Father, for those who have loved ones that have not been in relationship with you, I pray that you would help them to see the value of knowing you and being a part of the great group of believers who share in this glorious inheritance. Father, today as we live life, may we recognize the enormity of this inheritance such that we would freely share it. Oh, Father, I pray that you would be seen in us, that the qualities that you possess of mercy and grace and truth and love would be ever increasing in our life, that we would be able to say, I learned that, I got that from my Father. So, Father, today help us to lift up Jesus in everything that we do, that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning on this Friday morning edition. Tomorrow's Saturday weekend, so 8:15 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, back with the weekend editions of the devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. So may God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.